Hola, hola. It is Fabi here, and I want to start with a moment that I could bet that you have actually experienced. You sit down to update your website or your LinkedIn profile, or somebody at an event asks you, "So, what makes you different from other people who do exactly what you do?" And suddenly you freeze. Not because the answer doesn't exist, obviously. You know that you're different. Your clients know it, your results prove it, but the words, like, they don't come. Everything that you write sounds either too generic, like I help you transform your life, or too complicated, like you need 20 minutes and a whiteboard to explain what you do. So you kind of settle, you write the safe version, the version that sounds like every other person in your industry. And here's the thing that I really, really want you to hear today. That struggle is not a writing problem. It's not a creativity problem. It's not even a messaging problem, at least not at the root. It's something very differently. And once you see what it actually is, you're going to understand why every attempt to just rewrite your bio has actually failed and what has to happen instead. If you are an expert, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're a professional service provider over 40. This episode, my friend, is specifically made for you because you're carrying something that the market desperately needs, and that is real depth. 15, 20, 25 years of pattern recognition, the ability to walk into a situation and know within minutes what's actually going on underneath the surface. You're not interested in hustle culture. You're not going to dance on social media to prove your value. You've built too much for too long for that. And yet there's this maddening gap. The people who work with you rave about you, and the people who haven't yet can't tell you apart from everybody else in the world. So today, I'm going to show you why this gap actually exists. And I promise that the answer is not what the marketing world has actually been telling you again and again and again. So here's what I've learned after 10 years and more than 860 clients that I've worked with. The experts who struggle the most to articulate their value almost never are the ones who lack value. In fact, and this is the part that should get your attention, the deeper your expertise, the harder it gets to communicate it. The better that you are, the worse that you become at describing it. That sounds backwards. It sounds upside down. It's not. And the reason why is the key to everything that we're going to be talking about today. So let's talk about a real story from a world that has nothing to do with marketing or messaging. When a mining company wants to know what's underneath a piece of land, they don't walk around the grass and they're like, huh, I wonder what's underneath, right? The surface tells you almost nothing. Grass looks like grass, whether there's gold underneath it or not. So what they do instead is that they drill what's called a core sample, a long cylinder straight down that pulls up every layer, the topsoil, the clay, the rock, and whatever is sitting 200 feet underneath that nobody could see from above. And here's the detail that I really love. The land does not know what it is holding. The gold has been there the whole time, and the grass does not even know. It's sitting in the dark, worth a fortune, completely invisible until somebody goes in and drills. Now, think about your business, your website, your bio, your elevator pitch. That right there is the surface. That is the grass. And when you try to write a better message, what you're really doing is you're rearranging the grass. You're mowing it differently. You're planting a few flowers, but your value is not on the surface. It never was. Your value is in the layers, the stories that shape how you see problems, the pattern across your best client results, the skill that you use every single Tuesday that you stopped even noticing decades ago, maybe, right? That thing that you can read in a client in 5 minutes that takes your peers 5 sessions long. Honestly, my friend, you don't have a surface problem. You have buried gold and no core sample. And no amount of rearranging the grass is ever going to show the market what is really underneath all of that. This is what I call an extraction problem. And honestly, it's the real reason that your message is very likely underselling you. Okay, so if the genius is buried, why not just dig it up yourself? Like, sit down with a journal, make a list of what makes you great, and then figure it out. Well, I'm sure you've probably tried and tried and tried again and again, but here is the reason why it very likely did not work. I want you to think about your accent for a second. Like, I have a little bit of a Miami accent. If you grew up in a particular place, you have one. Everybody around you can hear it instantly. You know who can't recognize it at times? You. To you, you just sound normal. Like you need a recording played back to even notice that it exists. Your genius kind of works in the same way. After enough years of doing the work at a higher level, psychologists say that you reach what's called unconscious competence. So what that means is that you stop running a process and you start running a pattern. The brilliant thing that you do has become your normal, your accent, right? So when you sit down to write, what makes me different? You're asking yourself to hear your own accent without a recording. The most distinct things about you literally don't even register as distinct. They register as like, well, I just do this and that's it. And here's what oftentimes makes this worse for the people that are most experienced. The deeper that your expertise is, the more invisible it becomes to the owner. The 25-year expert has more buried than the 5-year expert and less ability to actually see it. So the lesson here is that the very depth that makes you exceptional is actually what's making you invisible to yourself. You can't be the recording and the listener at the same time. This is the reason why just niche down, just simplify your message has always felt wrong to you and like, it's not landing. You weren't resisting clarity. You were resisting amputation, being told to cut off 6 layers of who you are and sell that one little slice that fits on a business card. Now, what I want to talk about next is what changed in the last couple of years, because honestly, the stakes on this just went radically up and the world has really, really changed, right? Because when AI writing tools showed up, almost every expert I know tried the same thing. They fed it to their website, or they fed it their website. They asked for a tagline, a unique value proposition. And what came back was polished and professional and completely interchangeable with every other expert in their space. The thing is that AI generates by averaging. It looks at everything everybody in your industry has ever said and hands you the middle of it faster. It's like asking 1,000 strangers to describe you when none of them have actually met you. You're going to get a description of a very generic person in your profession. But here's the flip side, and I feel very honestly that this is the actual opportunity, because anybody now can publish and produce polished content in seconds. Polish is actually worthless. The bar that everybody spent years trying to reach just stopped mattering. What matters now is the one thing that AI can't average its way into, and it is your extracted genius. The patterns from years of experience, the lens that only you look through, the problem that you solve underneath, the services you sell. AI can amplify all of that everywhere beautifully once it exists. It can't create it, which means that the order of operations is everything. Extraction first, then amplification second. AI didn't make your genius less valuable. It made everything except your genius worthless. The experts who win the next 2 years, honestly moving forward, are the ones who do the extraction work before they touch the prompt. Before I tell you now how to actually fix this, I want to make sure that you hit subscribe and you turn on notifications so that you get first access to my latest episode. Okay, so let's talk about what drilling actually looks like, because the fix is not to just try harder to see yourself and put up mirrors. The reality is that when you ask yourself, what makes me different, you might freeze, because that question is asking you to hear your own accent without a recording, right? It's like, I don't know. But when somebody asks you the right specific question, the gold comes pouring out without you even trying, like asking and understanding what your stories are, the actual experiences that shape how you see the problem, or understanding the pattern across all of your best clients. Or maybe it's recognizing the thing that you do so automatically that you stop even noticing. These are the questions that you need to ask yourself. Those are the questions that are easy for you to answer. If I ask you, tell me what the last 5 clients had in common, you can answer them. But you can't extract your genius by just staring at it head on. You extract it sideways through specific questions that pull the gold up one layer at a time. And if you want to know what the right questions are, I actually created something really, really powerful for this, and I'm really excited. It's called the Genius Extraction. It's an AI diagnostic built on the exact method that I use with my private one-on-one done-for-you clients. So basically what it does is that it interviews you. It just asks you 8 questions. It takes you maybe about 15 minutes of your time. And each question is asked around a specific layer of your genius. And then it does the one thing that you can't do alone. It reads across all of your answers from the outside, and it shows you your pattern with evidence quoted literally from your own words. So you get this full genius map, your patterns, the problem that you're a master at solving, the through line that's around everything, and the section even called the gap, which puts your current pitch next to everything it's leaving buried. I feel like most experts have never seen that comparison. And honestly, this changes how you talk about your work and what you do forever. So I want you to go to fabipaolini.com/genius or click on the link in this episode to get access to it right now, because the truth is that your gold has been sitting here the whole time. All you need is to go and drill to bring the gold up to the surface. Make sure that you subscribe on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. Follow me at Fabi Paolini everywhere. And let me know in the comments below what makes you different. I am very curious to hear. I will see you in another episode. Ciao.